Welcome to Technocracy News and Trends. Patrick Wood here, Editor-in-Chief. We're going to have a short session today. I just want to ask you one question. Is the whole COVID-19 great panic of 2020 starting to wear thin on you? Are you getting a little tired of seeing it day after day after day? I hope you're in a position where you can turn off your TV and just not listen anymore. The news is just full of propaganda. It's scaring people half to death. It's feeding misinformation and disinformation on a continuous 24/7 cycle, and people just can't get loose from it. We want to talk about that just a bit today. I've written from the very beginning of this great panic of 2020 that the problem that we're facing is one of a coup d'etat of technocracy, that this entire debacle is brought to us by technocrats around the world, not just in America, but all over the world, acting in concert to a common goal. That common goal can most often be found at the United Nations under the name of sustainable development, which is technocracy from the 1930s. This is the economic system that they have been trying to implement for decades now. And they've been largely unsuccessful. But now, obviously, they have determined, in fact, this was determined back in the 1940s, 30s, that the only way for technocracy to be implemented is for capitalism and free enterprise to die. That's the only way, because it can't be replaced if it's still alive. It's too good. It works too well. And we know, because our country is built over 200 years on the principles of free market economics, we know what it will do in a free society. We've created the greatest economic experiment in the history of the world in America because we had a constitution that guaranteed the right and protected the right, surrounded it, gave a structure to the right to free market economics. It gives each of us, every American, has always had the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that often meant if you want to start a business, if you want to do something unique, you want to be an entrepreneur or whatever, or if you just want to have a job, you can do that in America. That's the way it used to be. That whole system of economics is on the chopping block right now. People continue to argue with me, oh, it's a communist takeover. No, it's not. Communists do not have the power to shut down the entire global economic system. They wouldn't know what to do with it. They wouldn't have a clue. It's not the communists that are working to shut down the global economic system. It's technocracy. I've documented this so clearly for the last several months, starting with Professor Neil Ferguson, by the way, at Imperial College of London. He was the one that first created the computer model that said that 1.2 Americans were going to die and that 500,000 people in Great Britain would die. And he blew the whistle. He screamed fire in a crowded theater. The world believed him. This wasn't the first time they've tried this, by the way. They tried it before. It didn't work. But this time, whatever magic formula they used to get it going, the fear took hold. The fear spread. It's like a contagion. It's like a virus itself. Fear is contagious. Fear spread like a wildfire throughout the world. And they were successful at implementing their baseless social engineering practices like wearing masks and social distancing to break down the fabric of society at the same time that the global economic system was being completely trashed. And today, we see the result of it. Societies are indeed divided all around the world. We haven't felt the economic impact yet, but it's coming. And it will be ugly when it comes. We have anecdotal evidence right now that the overall global economic system will lose trillions of dollars in gross domestic product. That means economic activity basically is going to crater. And things are already cratering in certain sectors around the world. The markets, however, are staying very elevated because the Federal Reserve System in our country and other countries, their central banks, are flooding their economies with cash, with money. Not cash, not physical cash, but money. The money is not going to help the people on the street. The money is going straight into the markets. So the markets are still elevated. The central banks, unfortunately, have taken policies, created policies that have divorced the stock markets and other equity markets and bond markets as well. They've divorced those markets from reality, and they no longer operate according to any historical standards that we ever saw in the past. And I say that from a person who has a strong economic background and a career studying economics as well, economic issues. Nothing works anymore. Everybody's flying blind. Nobody has a handle on what's going to come next, and they really don't know. Even the central banks don't know in one sense. They're the ones orchestrating it, but they really don't know what's coming next either. The system could literally fly out of control at any time. Well, I want to point out just a couple of things, look at a couple of articles on Technocracy News. And in particular, I want to look at one of the first ones that I wrote way back in March of this year. And it was called The Common Roots of Climate Change and COVID-19 Hysteria. And note the date again. It was March 29, just to be sure myself, March 29. And the idea of this was to show that the same people who created the climate hysteria last year and for the two or three decades before that, the very same people using the very same type of computer models were the ones that started the entire Great Panic of 2020. This was a technocrat initiative. It was them that did it. It was not the pandemic, the virus itself, that did it. It was the technocrats who yelled fire in a crowded theater and stampeded the herd into all the things that we see, including shutting down the global economic system. This is amazing. I cannot think of any group of people in history who ever had the power or the strategy to shut down the entire economic system of the planet. And yet they have done it. And we're going to suffer the consequences of that soon. All around the world, at the global elite level, the World Bank, the Bank for International Settlements, the Bank of England, the International Monetary Fund, and so on, all of these global elite organizations are calling for a great reset. There's been plenty of articles and videos and stuff that have been done on the Great Reset. The World Economic Forum did a very extensive interview with its founder, Klaus Schwab, on the Great Reset. This was their plan from the get-go, was to foment a situation where they could call for the Great Reset to bring in the new green economic system known as sustainable development. That is technocracy. I've documented that in my books. I'm not going to go over it again. If you have a problem with it, want to argue with me, don't do it till you read my book and see why I said that it's the same thing. But this story, back on March 29, showed clearly how Neil Ferguson at Imperial College of London was the one who started the panic. The panic transferred to University of Washington immediately. Then the World Health Organization got involved. Of course, the CDC got involved. And all of the Dr. Anthony Fauci's of the world stood up, good technocrats all. They stood up, followed the lead of these other people, and they exacerbated the panic in every nation on planet Earth. This is unmistakable. It's not about the virus. We know now, with hard evidence, that the virus is not that bad, compared very much to be equal to a common flu. It certainly is not a panic like the Spanish flu in 1918, and it certainly isn't like other things that have existed throughout the world, the Black Plague, bubonic plague, and so on. It hasn't been like that. And it won't be like that, because it's not that. It's just simple. Doctors and scientists and researchers with real science behind them have proven this over and over again. We know the numbers are being manufactured. We know the statistics are not reliable. We know the tests are not reliable. And thanks to people like Bill Gates and his cronies and cohorts at the World Health Organization and so on, the objective, finally, the health objective of this whole thing, as far as pandemic is concerned, is to provide a vaccination program where every person on planet Earth will be vaccinated. This is coming. If you don't like wearing a face mask today, you're really not going to like when they come to your house or they demand that you go to their store or wherever to get your vaccine. You won't have a choice. The vaccines that are coming, by the way, are not like the vaccines that you had a year or two ago. These will be genetically engineered vaccines, GMO, in other words. The material that's inside this vaccine to cause your immune system to do certain things to fight this virus, or any coronavirus, I suppose, will be genetically modified and will have the capability of modifying your own genetic structure. This is coming to a theater near you, but soon, maybe by the end of this year. The reason I bring this up is we're being inundated, overwhelmed, flooded. The water seems to be over our head at this point, and it seems like the ship is going down fast. It might, but then again, it might not. What I want to say to you today, with the majority of the country completely freaked out, submitting to wearing the mask because they're scared to death they might get the virus and die, that will not happen in the vast, vast majority of cases. Very small percentage of people are dying from this flu, from this virus. But as the country is embraced in fear, those of you, those of us, who see the picture more clearly, as it not being about the pandemic, not being about a virus at all, but being about a technocrat coup d'etat, then there's only one thing left to do. Obviously, any political strategies that we have at this moment don't seem to be too effective. Doesn't mean we don't do things like vote and, you know, hope we get some good candidates in on a local basis. Surely we do. But that's not the answer right now. The answer to our future lies in the heart of each one of you and me. It lies in the heart of patriots in America. Not to be organized necessarily, but for patriots in America who love our country, who love their own lives, and they love the lives of their family, their children, their spouse, their parents, and so on. And that's a lot of Americans, by the way. It's up to us individually now to decide where we're going to stand when technocracy comes knocking at your door. And it already is in the form of a face mask. Those mandates are all over our nation. Social distancing is all over our nation. The First Amendment is crumbling as a result. Governor in California is even telling churches how they should worship within their churches. No singing for you. No church music for you. You have to be socially distanced, 6 feet apart, so you can't even greet one another. And of course, you can't understand each other because you're wearing masks. This is not the way America was founded, and this is not according to our Constitution. Most people just ignore the fact, but we did have an interesting statement by the actual Department of Justice recently that said First Amendment rights are not ever, and other civil liberties are not ever justified to be canceled or trodden down because of any pandemic. They should supersede those things, but they're not. So the answer to our dilemma short term is up to you and I. I'm going to keep writing. I'm going to keep exposing the baseless nature of this great panic of 2020, and expose the people who are bringing it to us, and why they're bringing it to us, and where they intend to take it, and where they're going. In the meantime, our answer is simple. Number one, do not play the role that they give you to play. Simply say no. They want you to play the role and wear a face mask. They want you to play the role and socially distance. There's no science behind that. I've documented that on Technocracy News, 6 Ways to Sunday. There's absolutely no legitimate science behind it, and they cannot produce one shred of real science to say that those things are effective. They're not effective. That means they have another agenda. The purpose is to beat Americans into submission, period. It's a social engineering experiment. So I want to tell you that the only answer we have, as I said, is within ourselves. I, for one, have a very simple statement. I will not comply. I will not submit. And I simply will not play ball. I would encourage you to take the same attitude and say it to yourself in a mirror. I will not comply, period. This is one reason why over at Citizens for Free Speech, which I am executive director of that organization at this time, I created these no mask cards that people can wear around their neck everywhere they go outside their house, claiming that, and rightly so, that wearing a face mask poses a serious health risk to me. And that is the truth. I've documented that on technocracy.news as well as citizensforfreespeech.org. I've documented that with an article that Dr. Russell Blaylock wrote. An amazing neurosurgeon, had a great career helping people. Can you imagine? Virtually living in an operation room for all those years. Talk about experience. He knows what he's talking about. He says stay away from face masks. If you don't have any particular reason to wear a face mask, like if you're a doctor or a nurse and in a theater or whatever, you have to wear it. Okay, you wear it. Part of the job. Otherwise, stay away from it. If you have any type of health condition, stay away from it. If you have diabetes, if you have heart trouble, if you're undergoing cancer treatment, if you have any kind of breathing problem, asthma, allergies, et cetera, stay away from them. If you're perfectly healthy, stay away from them. Why? Because it has the very strong tendency to lower your immune system. That's Dr. Blaylock saying that, not me. It lowers your immune system. Well, what's the most important thing to fight off COVID-19? A strong immune system. Isn't that strange? The very thing that they're doing to us to lower our immune system is what we need to fight the thing in the first place. If anything, if you want to focus on anything, I suppose medically, it's to strengthen your immune system. Make sure that it can't get root in your body. But I say, I will not comply. I have not yet worn a mask ever since this thing started. I've been wearing this card every time I go out of the house as a symbol, an anti-symbol of people wearing face masks. Not wearing a face mask alone is no symbol. It just means you're not wearing a face mask. And people will get on you for it too. They'll holler at you and call you selfish and call you an idiot and other things. But when you're wearing a symbol and the symbol means something, well, that's different all of a sudden. It's like it's an anti-symbol for people that are wearing face masks. And I wear my card everywhere. And if I have an opportunity to share with somebody who doesn't really understand what's going on, the First Amendment is printed on the back. It's a great opportunity to give them a little schooling, tell them what the First Amendment's all about. And even if they're all hostile and all worked up and all having anxiety and everything else, you need to remind them that the First Amendment is for them too, not just you. It's for them, and it means something, because it gives them the ability and the opportunity to communicate, and to assemble, and to have free speech, and to have freedom of religion, and to have the right to freedom of the press, and so on. These rights belong to all Americans. They weren't given to Americans by politicians. The Constitution itself says these are part of our unalienable rights that were given by God. They weren't given by man. That also means that man cannot take them away, even though they're trying very, very hard. I want to encourage you to stand up and be counted, hold your head high, and say, I will not comply. And then don't comply under any circumstances. Just don't comply. And if you have the opportunity to talk to somebody else about it, encourage them to say, I will not comply. That's it for today. Appreciate your time. If you have opportunity to like this video, give it a thumbs up. If you think it's any good, I'd like that. It helps other people know if it's something they should be listening to. And if you listen on the video or in the audio side, you can go to Podbean or technocracy.studio and catch just the audio version of this. And also, you can go to technocracy.news and get on the mailing list there. If you have a mind to drop a little bit of support our way, you can do that at patreon.com/technocracy. We appreciate anything, even a dollar or two a month is really encouraging, just to know that people are standing with us. In the meantime, give them what for. Stand tall. Don't be bowed by all the stuff that's going on today. This is your country after all. We need to stand for it and fight for it. It's worth every penny. It's worth every effort that we can put into it. So until next time, I'm Patrick Wood.